Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is writer E.A. Smeraldo, author of the new novel, The Silent Count. E.A., welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your new novel, The Silent Count, how would you describe the novel?
Well, the novel is a climate fiction thriller, also known as cli-fi. And it is about a young nuclear engineer who has an audacious idea for solving climate change problem. But she's young, she's got a lot going on in her life, and, you know, as a young, naive person, although very smart, she trusts the wrong people. And because it's a thriller, all hell breaks loose, and my poor character goes through the ringer, and I think readers will too.
And I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write The Silent Count?
Yes. I can tell you the origin story. Just be aware that this idea is used satirically in the novel. No one is expecting us to actually do this. I'm a nuclear engineer myself, and as a student in college, my textbook, which is a very classic textbook used by all nuclear engineering students by John LaMarche, said you can use nuclear weapons for peaceful purposes. This was something called the Plowshares Program under Eisenhower. And they were doing thought experiments and looking at nuclear weapons to do things like build harbors and pull oil out of shale cost effectively. And one of the things that they said was, you can even use nuclear weapons to eliminate certain mountain ranges and create more favorable weather patterns. So I thought, wow, this book is really bearing the lead. You know, this is why isn't anyone talking about this? you know, this goes to show you that the major was very unpopular, so they didn't update the book for many years. Like, it was in the 2000s that I was using this book, and the date on it was 1983. So eventually they released another edition of the book, and it no longer said that, but it captured my imagination. And I thought, someone has to write a crazy science fiction novel about this concept. Nobody did, so I thought, well, why not myself? Why not me?
That's so here great. We are. And I'm curious, given your training as a nuclear engineer, how would a nuclear weapon change weather patterns?
Well, what it would do is it would eliminate the mountain range, so you could reposition the book, you know, it could reposition the jet stream and, you know, create something more favorable for yourself. I mean, in the novel, the character creates a simulation program where they pinpoint the best places, you know, like it's sort of like, I don't know if you saw the movie War Games, mm-hmm. where they have, you know, shall we play a game? And they like to bomb different cities for fun, and it's all a game, but they don't realize that it's real. And this, they know that it's you know, just a simulation, but the government decides that things get so bad that maybe they need to use this. But as I said, it's satire.
Right, right. And I'm curious, had you written fiction before writing The Silent Count?
I have written screenplays, and one of which the treatment of it was won a prize in a contest called Screenwriter's Dig, and it was optioned. So, and I've written short stories. You know, I took creative writing in school, and I had a job where I was traveling overseas a lot, which was wonderful. But, you know, you sit on a plane for a really long time and you get to see a lot of bad movies. So I saw one, I think it was, with all due respect to Vin Diesel, because I think he's awesome, but it was Vin Diesel's The Pacifier. And I thought, I bet I could write something like, you know, better than this. So I challenged myself and I wrote a screenplay and ended up winning this contest. So, so I have done it, and I think it sort of created a monster. The option didn't really go anywhere, but then I decided I'll try my hand at writing a novel.
And I'm curious, how is it different for you from writing a screenplay versus writing a narrative novel?
Well, screenplay is very visual. It's also much shorter. You know, it's about, it's about 100 pages long, and it's all double-spaced. The novel is 280-something pages long, and Yeah, it's much longer. It took me a long time to write it. There's a lot more going on because you're really inside the character's head. It's, you know, you do show, not tell, but there's a lot of inner life too that isn't just something you can say, you know, show a dark room.
Right.
So yeah, but it was fun. It was a really nice, it was a fun challenge.
And I know that one of the main characters in The Silent Count is a musician. How did your own experience as a musician impact writing that character?
So, well, most of my life I have loved singing, and I have been a guitar playing fool. I didn't realize that playing guitar 7 hours a day when I was a child was kind of a good way to not really have, it's a good way for an introvert to spend their time, but then people wonder, what are you doing in there? So I love to play the guitar and sing and write songs, and I always have. And when I got older, I had a band that, you know, that actually kind of, it hit the small time, you know. we were fairly popular in the Washington area. We were on a small local label called Deep Reverb, and we were distributed by a larger local label called Discord that some people might have heard of.
Sure.
It was kind of a, you know, punk rock style band. We were compared favorably to the Dismemberment Plan. But anyway, it was more of a pop punk type of thing. So anyway, a lot of the song lyrics I've written over the years worked their way into the novel because, as I said, one of the characters is a musician and he actually hits the big time. And there's this running theme. So, and the songs are songs that I've also sung and recorded, and I'm putting them out there on YouTube as sort of a companion.
That's great. And I was going to ask, are you still playing guitar?
I play it. Yes, I do. I play in my home. I haven't played out in a while, but who knows, maybe, it's just there. Opportunity always presents itself in the strangest ways.
Sure,
but yeah, I love to play. I was nominated for a Whammy, which is a Washington Area Music Award, for during the time that I was really doing this, and played music showcases, and it was fun.
That's great.
It was a lot of pressure, though.
What was the name of your band?
Oh, I had a drummer and a bass player behind me. So I was just a solo project, really.
Got it.
Yeah, Smallbird. Yeah.
Great. Well, what was your writing process like when you were working on your novel? Did you outline it extensively or did you just dive into the narrative?
So I am more of an outliner. I procrastinate, and it is just it's a big problem. I have to figure out. If you have any advice for me, I am all ears. But procrastination is, you know, then especially if you have a lot of interest, because, you know, you think, well, I could be cooking this great recipe, you know, that Stanley Tucci just presented on the Italy show, you know, that he does. So there's a lot of great ways to procrastinate. So I have to have an outline. And I also realize that just being open to anything, you know, anything can make their way into the book. You know, you watch people, you see how they interact with each other. So that's a big part of my process too.
That's great. Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
Don't give up. You know, one thing about writing is it's yours and it's not really, you know, it's your thing. You know, you're the queen of the universe or the king of the universe in anything you're doing. So you can change it if you don't like the way it's going, but don't give up. Just keep at it. And eventually you'll wake up one day and you'll have 289 pages.
That's great. And I'm curious, what books have you read recently that you enjoyed, either fiction or nonfiction?
I'm reading a book called Denial by Jonathan Raymond, who is, and it's a comic fiction novel. So I've just gotten started on that, but it's another sci-fi thriller. So I'm trying to write my sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be, you know, inspired by other people's creativity. I think I know my story, but this guy's really a master. So I want to be inspired by him too.
That's great. And do you think that this is going to be the start of a new genre, climate fiction?
Well, I know there are a lot of people who are writing in this genre. I'd love to see climate change ideas or thoughts just in just about anything. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a book about a climate change problem, but I would love it if it happened. I think I like to think, well, this is actually a real theme in the book too, that, you know, one character believes that our problems can be solved by technology, and the other character believes, well, you know, we need art to carry the ideas out to people so they'll, you know, who don't read, you know, journals and science magazines, so they can really get the idea and understand it. I mean, lots of great ideas have come out of science fiction, or or political ideas have come out of movies. So I like to think that there's inspiration for the readers.
That's great. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novel?
My author website is E.A. Smeraldo. That's S as in Sam, M as in Mary, I-R-O-L, D as in David, O. So easmeraldo.com. And E.A. Smeraldo is my Twitter handle. E.A. Smeraldo is for Instagram. E.A. Smeraldo, I have a couple of, you know, my Facebook is E.A. Smeraldo or E.A. Smeraldo author. I have a couple of them. Mm-hmm. So just come and find me. I'd love to say hi.
That's great.
And YouTube is E.A. Smeraldo also. So if they want to look for my song, just search E.A. Smeraldo, and you'll see the channel is up. And I'm sorry, as I said, I'm starting to put the songs on.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with E.A. Smeraldo, author of the new novel, The Silent Count. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And E.A., thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.